Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:51. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. I was actually just looking at some of the photos of the aid of the products that have gone into Gaza. There's also a lot of comments about the fact that, well, it's Israeli and they, you know, should the Gazans be receiving Israeli products with Hebrew writing? Well, I don't know. I don't think that if people really are starving, they'll care about their writing on the package, but maybe that's just me. Anne Hertzberg is a legal advisor of NGO Monitor. She's an expert in lawfare. And I feel like we are living through a time of complete insanity. And I think you're on mute, if you can just unmute yourself.
Sorry about that. Good morning.
You're
100% correct that it is insane. You know, it's you know, I feel terrible for people who are trying to get aid, and even just the comment you made about the Hebrew writing on the food, it just shows such ignorance about people about this region, because Israeli products are in all Palestinian markets, and they were and are in Gaza. So it's, you know, we live next door to each other, just as there are Palestinian products in Israeli stores. So the ignorance of people who are saying things like that are completely so out of, you know, out to lunch. That's an initial matter. Mm. And it's, again, you know, it's the international community is just doing this war against Israel, this political war, because they don't, again, want to deal with the problems being caused by Hamas. And that's why we're seeing these awful scenes out of Gaza.
Yeah, it's just remarkable, absolutely incredible. What are the obligations? You know, we go around in circles in terms of whose obligation it is to do to supply aid. What is the legal situation here?
Well, so the legal situation is that a conflict to a party cannot arbitrarily obstruct aid. Although there are restrictions if that aid is being diverted. So if we're looking at what the Geneva Conventions say, the Geneva Conventions mandate aid in very limited circumstances. And if the aid's being diverted, you don't have to provide it at all. Now, since the Geneva Conventions were enacted in 1949, you know, countries have started thinking about this in a more broad way. And so the common thinking now is that the law requires that aid has to be allowed in, but parties to the conflict are not obligated to provide that aid, but mm-hmm. they must facilitate aid, but they're allowed to put restrictions on the aid that are not arbitrary, meaning if the aid is going to be diverted, they can restrict how the aid is going to be delivered. That means checking the aid, delivering the aid via certain locations at certain times. That is all within the confines of international law. And the problem is that the relations, the UN has become such an obstructionist force in this entire saga, and Israel can't win either way, because if you allow the UN to do what it wants, you are just opening up a pipeline again to Hamas, which actually harms Gazans, because what are they doing? They're stealing a lot of the aid, and they're also operating a black market, which is driving up prices. So that's under the UN way, it's much worse. So the Israel is trying with the US to come up with an alternative mechanism to maximize the amount of aid to Palestinians in need. And the UN is just being obstructionist. It's outrageous.
And how do we get away from the fact that it is in Hamas's interests to have Gazans starve? Because that's a very powerful tool.
100%. We saw yesterday Hamas was putting out messages to Gazans, don't go to the American distribution points. Don't go. We'll give you the aid. You know, which A, proves they've stolen much of the aid, because how are they able to give out aid if they didn't have any, which, you know, they stole it. So they have large quantities of it. But also they're preventing Gazans from getting the aid. They're preventing Gazans from trying to improve the situation. And the international community, and I'm going to throw a lot of countries under the bus here, France, England, Italy, you know, all of these countries, Spain, Norway, all they do is hector Israel, blame Israel, and are allowing this crazy political war that the UN has declared on Israel and completely trying to prevent a real solution to this problem. And it's inconceivable to me why these countries are not willing to face up to the reality of what's going on.
But why not? It's not as though they aren't privy to the information. They're not getting their news from Twitter. Well, I would hope. They have sophisticated networks. They have intelligence agencies. How do they not know what we know?
They 100% know. We have so much documentation showing that they know. It's all political. As we know, in a couple of weeks, these same countries are organizing this quote-unquote peace conference at the UN, basically to bypass the Americans and the Security Council to declare a Palestinian state. Because again, this is a political war against Israel. That's really what it's come to. They have sided. I think part of it is they are 100% aligned with the PA, and they just don't care what the consequences of their policy choices are. And every day from the very beginning, this war has just made them look like fools, because for 20 years, their policies were completely wrong. They've completely failed, and they brought disaster on the region. And so now, in order to, you know, cover themselves, to avoid liability and accountability, they're doing everything they can to be obstructionist. And I just have to keep saying it, because that's what's happening.
Because that is very simply the reality. That is where we do need to leave it. It is about to go 9 o'clock. And that means the end of this morning's show. Anne Hertzberg, thank you as always for chatting to us and for bringing us that perspective. As I mentioned, it is 9 o'clock. It is time for me to love and to leave you. I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. Go and make it count. And I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.
Get ready for an unforgettable four-day experience as RedFest takes over Redhill School from the 13th to the 16th of June. RedFest, Joburg's leading arts festival, features over 15 world-class theatre productions, a side-spreading comedy, live music from the Mzansi Youth Choir, Matthew Moll, Arno Carstens, Zalani, Rubber Duck, Bushler G, plus delicious street food, craft gin, a beer tent, and over 80 pop-up retail stalls. Don't miss RedFest from the 13th to the 16th of June.
This is 101.9 High FM News.
In your headlines, settlers set fire to several vehicles in the village of Ramun. Iran executes spy convicted of spying for Mossad. And Johannesburg Finance MMC to deliver budget speech today. This is High FM News. Good morning. In your international news, settlers set fire to several vehicles in the village of Ramun.